Lawmakers in Washington are trying to make child care more affordable for families and support child care professionals as well. The Child Care for Working Families Act was recently reintroduced by Senator Patty Murray of Washington State and Representative Bobby Scott from Virginia. If passed, it would be life-changing for families across the country and for our economy. But similar measures have tried and failed before. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more. Tell us about the bill, Doug.
Sure. The Child Care for Working Families Act would expand child care access to nearly all children under age 6. Secondly, it would increase for child care professionals across the country. Imagine a world where all parents could go to work knowing their young child is safe and learning from a teacher who is confident that she'll be able to keep her doors open.
What a world indeed. But certainly the high cost of child care leads some parents to give up their jobs or pull older kids out of school to watch the younger ones just to make ends meet.
Child care shouldn't be a privilege. It should be for everyone. Child care is often in the top three expenses for a family. It's up there with housing and taxes. This legislation, however, aims to cap child care expenses so that care wouldn't cost more than 7% of what a family earns.
What about child care providers? How does this benefit them?
We've talked before about the extremely low wages child care professionals earn. This plan would allow states to increase provider wages, offer benefits, and pay for professional development. Those better-paying jobs would help to create greater economic equity in Maryland as well, because most of our child care workforce is women and people of color. All of this adds up to a plan to strengthen the field that strengthens our economy.
It can be hard not to be skeptical when thinking about Congress and big legislation like this. What's your advice to our listeners?
Childcare really is one of the few issues that people agree on, regardless of political party. We all want a strong start for our kids, and we all want a strong economy. Keep letting leaders know that this issue matters to you, and keep encouraging them to think big.
Thanks, Doug. We look forward to checking in to see the progress on this legislation.